With that said, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, I do want to thank God for medical knowledge where Judy's hernias were repaired, but she's stiff and sore still, and I was telling Linda and them, I didn't realize that women had hernias. I thought only men had them, but I'm finding out that I've been wrong. Because you women work hard too, and evidently you lift things and you get a hernia. I don't know, but she's doing good, and she sends her love, and thank you for the prayers. Anybody, Phil?
Oh, problem with the guy that fixes the bulletins. He put the wrong verse in there.
Is that right?
Yeah, so he apologized.
It's okay. God wanted us to hear 35 for some reason.
You know what's wonderful about the Word of God? It all fits. Yes. So it doesn't matter where you are with it. It all just comes together and it fits. That's all. It's just that I have little devotion encouragement about Psalm 25. Please.
I just want to thank the Lord. I came home last Sunday from Fort Walton, and we need to remember my nephew there on the flight. He had a leg. He is home now. And then my friend who is in the bulletin, Mike Trimble, passed away. We can remember that family.
How's your nephew handling the amputation, David?
Pretty good. Better than I thought it would.
Good.
Yeah.
Was it diabetes or was it another? No.
Multiple.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is he? 45.
Oh, wow.
He needs lots of prayer, so.
Yeah, it's...
I texted him last night and I told him in the text that I loved him and that I hoped that he would get his life right with God.
Yeah. The way God created our bodies and the different things, when we lose the ability of a limb or something else, it's just amazing how we're able to compensate for it and pretend and keep on keeping on. Dave's still fixing fences. he was outside working while you were gone. And so.
Yeah. He went out this morning, took the tire off of the hand truck we have.
Anybody else? Joy's concerned? Linda. You're not Linda. Jamie.
Just keep Craig in your prayers. Coming to terms with his parents.
I didn't catch all of that.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
His dad has gone downhill.
Oh, okay.
And coming to terms with next steps.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thanks. I understand that. Obviously, they've been very close. Was he okay when you were up there, or is that when you noticed it?
I didn't realize how much trouble he had with everything until we met with the head nurse.
Okay.
But a lot of his questions were answered. About how to move forward.
Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Sandra.
Lisa Fess, she's a friend of ours, and her and her husband have been in the group that puts all the headstones in, and her father was living with them, but he's now in assisted living, and they just had to call him a hospice. So, I don't know his name. They'll just call him Pops. So, it's Lisa Bessie. And we had dinner with them Thursday. And she's had to come to terms with it as well. And she's got a role on that.
Oh, Lord, hear our prayers.